Mayfair, doesn't the prairie weather seem to flip-flop around even in one day? We received some snow on Sunday afternoon, although the morning started so nice and warm. The snow did melt, and going farther south, a smidge of heavy wet stuff did not last either. A weather reporter did indicate April can be known for the most snowfall. Now, into May, gardeners and farmers are eager to start their work. A fire ban is in effect in all rural municipalities. Fires can start only too quickly, and with gusty winds, take off in seconds. A local person was quadding in a ravine last week in our RM, and before he knew it, the exhaust from the quad started a fire in the dead tall grass. Spiritwood Fire Department were called to extinguish it. 2 days later, the fire restarted. The fire department quickly returned and needed assistance from large farm equipment. The quad operator suffered bad burns and is in a Saskatoon hospital. Get well wishes. The 80th anniversary of any club is much to be proud of. Catholic Women's League of Canada, with one of its branches in Hafford, celebrated this past Saturday with a mass at 5 p.m. officiated by Father Godwin, the local parish priest of St. Solange Church. Following the church service, a chicken supper was shared. Mercilin and Mayfair parishes were invited, with many CWL members in attendance with their families. The program was well organized with MC Jean Eep. Janet Small led the singing of O Canada, gave the welcoming message and introduced some guests. Irene Atrix gave a detailed report on the history of St. Solange CWL, which was organized in 1945. She named all of the original members, and many of their descendants became members. Provincial President of CWL Council, Helen Kayfish of North Battleford, sent a congratulatory letter. Roberta Probrin from the Hafford Holy Eucharist Ukrainian Catholic Church gave warm greetings. Member Iris Novitsky focused on the recognition of the 16 current CWL members. Father Godwin closed the program with a prayer and blessing. This organization would like to thank everyone for attending their special celebration. CWL organizations recognize the human dignity of all people everywhere in the world. Upholding and defending Christian education and values in the modern world can be a challenge. A lot of focus is on improving the status of women in poor countries. Father Godwin at the 80th CWL anniversary of St. Solange Parish. Photos by Elaine Woolishin. April 19th was a big night at Mayfair Community Hall. Thickwood Hills Wildlife Federation hosted its annual fish fry. They would like to send a huge thank you to the members who organized, set up, worked at the many stations, cooked and cleaned. Member Cody Zizenermersky won the door prizes donated from near and far away businesses. The 50-50 draw of $1,000 was won by Amber Taves. The continued support of the members certainly knows how to put on a great evening. The raffle room with many donations by businesses and local people at the fish fry in Mayfair. Thickwood Hills Fish Fry saw a sold-out crowd April 19th in Mayfair Hall. Every second Sunday starting in June, July, August and September, there is to be a scheduled 10 a.m. church service at the rural Hoffnungsfelder Mennonite Church southwest of Rabbit Lake. Please contact Al Martins at 306-441-4893 for more information. Last year was the end of Maymont Dance Club. So many dancers joined the Borden Club. They participated in a festival in Saskatoon last weekend and won many awards. A few dance selections were chosen to be in the Showcase Awards night this past Saturday. Friday, May 2nd, at 6:30 p.m. in the Borden Hall is this dance club's year-end recital. Cost is $10 for adults, kids $5 and preschoolers free. A social is to follow the recital with a cash bar. A big thank you to the instructors, Kendall Scott and Tara Schwarzenberger, who choreograph beautiful dances for their students. Rabbit Lake and area people are invited to attend the annual general meeting of the District Agricultural Association on Tuesday, May 6, at 7 p.m. in the community hall. They need more volunteers for all the functions that are put on, such as the weekly summer bunnick and burger night, children's Halloween party, snowmobile and others. It's this time of the year for farmers' markets to open. Spiritwood's Market is open May to October from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Main Street. There won't be fresh fruit or fresh veggies yet, but plenty of home baking, crafts and more. Come check this out. Town of Spiritwood Transfer Station is now on summer hours, Wednesday 5 to 9 p.m. and Saturdays 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is effective April to September 30th. The countryside is already dotted with yellow and green. Yes, fresh grass and dandelions. The bees should be making their appearance soon, as they rely on dandelions to stay alive in early spring.